And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and we're going to stop BSing now and maybe get into a little bit of grilling food here.
Hold the line.
And smoking something or doing whatever. But you want to let's finish up that talk about turkey, that turkey talk, if you will, because there's a couple other things that we want to mention is that when I made that turkey rice soup, that rice is in there. I have not had great luck with freezing rice or noodles in soup.
I haven't either.
It seems like when they thaw out, the consistency is very different than it was when you first made it. So we were talking off air there about maybe just keeping, as Bob does, keep your stock separate and then just pull it out and use it in containers to make your soup with the stock that you saved rather than making all the soup and freezing
it. Sure. And for me, I don't want to have the same thing. Like, my wife will eat leftovers. She loves it when I cook, and she'll want me to cook a bunch because she'll just eat leftovers all the time.
Right.
Or if she makes something, she'll still cook for nine, and then she'll just keep eating. I can't do it.
I can't either.
I don't want it
I
the
want
next
fresh
day.
Food every
I want,
day.
Yeah. yeah. Now, I like yeah. taking leftovers to work.
Right. But and, one meal.
Yeah.
One meal, and, not and, days in a row.
And yeah. honestly, I broke this stock up into only two batches. I took half of it and made that tortilla soup, or enchilada soup, I guess it's called. And it was really easy. You just take that stock you've got, and you put in a couple, however many you want, cans of the roasted diced tomatoes.
Yep.
Hunt's makes a wonderful blend of them. And Rotel also does. And then I took, because my friend Lori Dahlman up north, I saw her picture of it on Facebook, and it's like, oh, God, it looked good. And so I tried it. Her recipe actually also called for putting in a can of enchilada sauce.
Okay.
And cumin. I didn't put the cumin in. I just put some enchilada sauce in. And I'm telling you, it sounded stupid. I did it anyway. Fantastic. Thank you, Lori. It was just great.
Cool.
And then I put some, I added to that recipe some pinto beans. So you've got yours in the freezer. When you pull it out, you could try just some tomatoes and some enchilada sauce and maybe a can of black beans or something to
sure.
dice it up, and you're gonna love it. And then of course, when you serve it by the bowl, you put some shredded Mexican cheese on top, and if you can get that white, real authentic Mexican cheese, mm-hmm. and then you put some fresh tortilla chips on top. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's good. A work of art.
Good, man, too. So speaking of works of art, Bob, you know that I enjoy. I espouse to live by the theory as you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your taste buds third.
You fancy.
Because I like the things to look nice on my table, and before you ever sit down to smell it's coming. And so one of those things for the holidays that I do, not every year, but for most years, is a crown roast. And
yeah.
this is something
I've
that's a lot
pictures.
Of fussing.
I've seen pictures
and
of
you
it.
You can find them on the internet. I don't have any corner on a great recipe,
well,
but I want to talk a little bit about it.
When you did that, I had never seen one before.
Oh.
I'd heard of them, but I didn't really know what it was.
Right, right. So first and foremost is go to your butcher ahead of time. You aren't going to find this in the big box store. Go to your butcher because he's got to cut a whole pork loin and leave the rib bones on it. Which you don't find in regular stores, hardly ever. Maybe it's just seasonal. But the other thing you need to do is ask him, tell him what you're going to do with it. I need a pork loin for a crown roast. And any good butcher like Sobey Meats or so many others where you're listening will French those bones. And what that means is they will be bare about the length of your finger. And then it'll go down and they'll still be hooked to that whole pork loin.
I bet if you're up north, you could go to R&J's Best Choice Market, and Ron would do it for you.
Just give them time, because this isn't something they're going to carry, but they certainly can get it, because it's just if they're bringing in the whole hog, they'll just cut it that way. If they're getting parts, then they'll order it, and it'll come that way. But give them 4 or 5 days. You aren't going to just walk in and find this one generally in the meat counter. So when you get this big piece of loin there, what you want to do is the bones are going to curl up one way, right? They're rib bones. On that side, just take and put like a 1-inch slit between all those bones, right at the base of the bone. And then you're going to flip it over. And on that same line, you're going to score the backside, because what you want to be able to do is this loin is 14 bones and it's about 18 to 24 inches long, depending on the size. And you're going to want to turn this thing around in a curl with those bones up, so the rib bones that you're seeing look like a crown. Then you're going to take your butcher's twine, and you're going to truss this thing. But before you do that, you're going to want to season it. And this is just a classic roast seasoning that you're going to put on this thing. I'm going to cover it with olive oil. I'm going to put olive oil in a bowl and put my thyme, sage, garlic in a bowl. Mix it all together, not a lot of oil, because I want it to be pasty, right? And I want it to stick. I don't want it to fall off, but just enough to create this herbal paste, if you will. And those are the ones I use, thyme, sage, and garlic, in about equal amounts of each. You could put rosemary in there if you like that. I'm just not a big fan.
Reminds me of a song.
Right. But then you're going to rub this thing down both sides, and then you're going to set it on edge and curl it together and truss it, right? So now it's in a circle. And those bones are sticking up like the top of a crown, mm-hmm. thus a crown roast.
Be perfect for Christmas.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm talking about it. So you've got time to practice this.
You're
now,
so smart.
I smoke them, okay? So you want to get this thing to about 145 degrees before, and that's internal temperature of the pork.
Can I take a time out?
Sure.
So when your butcher will probably know this, but just to be safe, there must be a certain length that's like a minimum, because you have to bend that big muscle into a circle. So
that's why you score it, so it'll release a little bit. It's
so
not
is
cut.
It like about a foot long at least?
Yeah, it's just, as I said, it's 18 to 24 inches.
Okay.
It's the full rack of ribs.
Sorry, I was texting.
Yeah, I understand. You never listen to me, but
we got a special guest coming,
right.
So I'm making arrangements.
Well, that's good. So anyway, and then traditionally, what you do is you put stuffing in the center of this thing. And you bake it. Now, I've got a couple tips on that. First of all, make your stuffing the stuffing that you like. You've got pork chops and stuffing when you're done. Okay?
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Oh.
But whatever stuffing, I'm not going to go into
nice.
A stuffing recipe, because
come on.
There's so many of them out there. And
do
but,
you put sausage in your stuffing?
I do. I do.
Too.
And but the other two items that I want to chat with you about is when your butcher cuts this, if he's doing it from a whole loin, there'll be trimmings. Keep those trimmings and put them in the bottom of the pan that you're going to roast it in, because they'll make great flavor for gravy.
Nice.
Afterwards.
And pork is tough to make gravy from.
Right. But if you got those trimmings,
I mean,
it's largely fat and stuff, and it'll render down. It'll make great base for gravy.
So
put some onions in there with them, and here's my trip. A Granny Smith apple or two cut up into little wedges. And all of that will flavor those drippings down there that make just a wonderful,
oh, nice.
Wonderful
so like
gravy.
A bit of a bitter apple, like a pie apple.
Granny Smith,
yeah.
Yep, those yellow ones, right, exactly. And then the other thing is when you're smoking this thing, you could do it in the oven too. I use a digital thermometer so I don't go over temp. You don't
right.
want it overcooked.
Right.
But I cover it with tin foil. The whole thing until it hits about 130, and then take it off and let it get to the 145 with it open. If you don't, your bones get black. Okay, they'll overcook because they've got Frenched away, and I don't like it to look that way. So just
yeah.
keep it covered.
Yeah.
And then just last half hour, 45 minutes, open it up. It'll be beautiful. It'll be absolutely beautiful.
And then
beautiful.
That tin foil is good for later on, in case like there's aliens around.
Right, or your TV reception isn't good anymore, right? Anyway. So there you are,
nice.
Crown roast. You can find recipes, directions online, but that's how I do it,
nice.
And it turns out wonderful every year.
Cool.
So coming up next, Bob's going to play around with some butts, please. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.